Welcome back, folks. This is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast, and this is episode number 3. I think I'm starting to get the hang of this thing. Just joking. But the NBA playoffs just got a lot more crazy. But I'll get to that in a minute. So, 2 games today. The Thunder and the Pelicans and the Heat and the Celtics. Sixers-Knicks, game 3 tomorrow. But predictions for today's games, I think Chet has a humongous game for the Thunder. I think Thunder win. Shai, I think the Thunder are better than the Pelicans, even without Zion. So Thunder win this one pretty easily, I think. And then Celtics versus the Heat. I think the Celtics are going to dominate the series. I think they sweep through the Heat and I think they're going to go far in the playoffs. But if you watched any of the games last night, you would know that we had 2 teams tie up the series with the Mavericks and the Clippers. I watched that Mavericks game. That was a fun one. And as well as the Pacers beating the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday. But then the Suns lost to the Timberwolves again. So Timberwolves are 2-0 in that series. Mavs, Clippers, 1-1. And as well for the Pacers, Bucks, 1-1. So the first game I'm going to focus on really is the Suns-Timberwolves game. And I'm going to focus on this one more just right now, just because I think the Suns are the biggest pickle in the Western Conference right now. I've said this over and over. Kevin Durant had 18 points last night, and that's not a regular Kevin Durant playoff night. Kevin Durant, he gets like 25 to 35 points every playoff game, almost every playoff game it seems. I don't think he's comfortable in Phoenix. He's been great everywhere else. And just as soon as he got to Phoenix, remember if y'all saw when he was first with the Brooklyn Nets, wearing that black number 7 hat. And he said, I want to end my career in Brooklyn. I want to end my career in Brooklyn, and that obviously didn't happen. But then Beal, 14 points, had 4 rebounds, and had 6 assists. Bradley Beal hasn't been in the playoffs that much. I think this is only his 2nd time in the playoffs. I could be wrong. I think the last time he was in the playoffs was with Washington. That's when Russell Westbrook, that's when he was a Wizard. They lost to the Sixers. I think Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, I think they're getting older. I don't think Bradley Beal is that good. He was really good back in his Washington days. A little bit younger Washington days. But, if this does not work out with Beal and KD, the Suns are about to be in a cap space nightmare. Because they paid Beal a ton of money, KD a ton of money, and they're paying D-Book lots of money. And this is hit or miss or go big or go home. And unfortunately, I think right now the Suns are aiming towards go home. But they do get to go in Phoenix, and I think that'll help them. Maybe not a ton, but I do think going back to Arizona, playing on their home court in front of their home fans, I think it will be good for them. Grayson Allen had 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 0 assists. And then Devin Booker, 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists. I mean, that's not even a real good playoff game for Devin Booker. I mean, Devin Booker went like 1 of 6 from 3 last night. KD was 0 for 2 from 3. Yusuf Nurkic shot a 3. I was like, why is Yusuf Nurkic shooting 3s? I mean, he was 0 for 1. Oh, that was funny. But Devin Booker, 1 of 6 from 3 and 20 points. That's not playoff Devin Booker. When CP3 was on the Suns, and even in that semifinals against the Mavericks a couple years back, when it went to Game 7, Devin Booker was dropping, insane numbers. The Suns team's not it, man. And just about to be in a cat nightmare, and it's about to be not fun if you're a Phoenix fan. So if you're a Phoenix fan, I'm sorry. They could bounce back. KD could say, you know what, let me put this team on my back. Devin Booker could say, this is my team. We need to play better. And I don't even really think the Timberwolves are that good. I mean, Rudy Gobert is pretty good. But then, now shifting over to the Timberwolves side, Jaden McDaniels had 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. Jaden McDaniels, great defender, great on-ball defender. He was their best scorer last night. And usually you at least have Cat or Ant, doing all the work. But Jaden McDaniels, he didn't play last year in the first round. And, Jaden McDaniels having a great playoff series, so congrats to him. I think he is a vital piece to this T-Wolves team. And then Gobert, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Gobert, he is older, but, he's still Rudy Gobert. I actually think he had a really good game last night. Gobert dominated Yusuf Nurkic, as he should. Gobert is levels better than Yusuf Nurkic. Most underrated player for a long time, Mike Conley, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Y'all are, the NBA is sleeping on Mike Conley. I know he's older, and he's nicest guy in the NBA. But yeah, he's been like the most underrated player for almost his whole career. And he's dropping buckets even when he's older with the Wolves. And then Anthony Edwards, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. I honestly thought Cat or Ant played kind of poor last night. 8 assists, was getting the ball to other guys, and it obviously didn't matter. They still beat the Suns. I think the Wolves could have played better. Because Cat only had 12 points, Ant having 15, I think they could have done more. And going to Phoenix, they're going to have to do more, because I think the Suns are going to be a better team in Phoenix. And I don't think the Timberwolves can beat the Suns playing like they did in Phoenix. But now on to the Mavericks, my favorite team in the NBA. They tied up the series, 96-93 was the final score last night. PJ Washington, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 0 assists. PJ hit some clutch threes for the Mavs late and throughout the whole game. He was a good piece from Charlotte, giving up Seth Curry and Grant Williams for him. I think that was honestly a steal to get PJ from the Hornets. He fits so well. He loves Luka, loves Kyrie here in Dallas. Derrick Jones Jr., I liked that they were giving the ball to him a little more. He didn't play as much in game one, didn't do as much. And I think Derrick Jones Jr. is great here. I mean, he fits perfectly in the – he's a key guy in the Dallas defense. He's a good off-ball defender, too. I mean, he had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 0 assists. I mean, he's not going to be – he's not going to put up insane offensive numbers. I mean, he's not – he's just not an offensive guy. And his job's not to be an offensive guy. His job's to get steals and just play blocks, good defense. Daniel Gafford was in the locker room for one of the locker room in the first quarter. Play the rest of the game. I think he might be fine now. He had 0 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. I mean, he played for like a quarter. Not even a quarter. Then Kyrie Irving. Oof. Without Kyrie, we don't win this game. I mean, he hit dagger threes. If y'all watched the end of the fourth quarter, when it was tied, it was like 95-95. Luka hits a clutch three. Clippers miss a shot, and then Kyrie just walks down the court, pulls up from range, and cash just straight money. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean, good game. I don't think it's anything special. I mean, he definitely helped us play. I think so. The Mavericks Clippers next game is Friday. Today is Wednesday, so we got they don't play today. Thursday they get a day off. They are traveling to Dallas. And I'm excited. I think we kind of stole a win from LA. I think it was funny to me. Kawhi definitely looked rusty. The Clippers, I mean, I feel like inside the NBA, Charles Barkley, and I agree with him, was talking about James Harden and Paul George. We're giving it a little more to Kawhi, and Kawhi was obviously rusty, hadn't played since March. And they weren't taking the shots they were taking in game one. And I feel like they weren't as productive as they were in game one. They definitely weren't as productive in game two as they were in game one. But I'm all right with that. Luka doing Luka things, Luka magic, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Luka was playing great defense. I saw something that said they were like 2 of 6 from when he was the main defender, and one of them was somebody got double teamed, Harden was open in the between the top of the key and the corner, shot it, made it. It didn't really do anything. But so technically, I mean, they were 2 of 6. But I mean, Harden might have missed that if Luka or if somebody was on him. But now going to the Clippers side, they had Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Zubats, Harden. I mean, that's a good starting five. Kawhi definitely looked rusty. He's going to be rusty. He just came off of not playing since March. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists for Kawhi. For being rusty, I mean, I don't think that's too bad. He made some good shots. Paul George, he's been playing really good for LA. Last night, 22 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. He made some clutch shots. There's 3 seconds left in the game, and Mavs have already won it at that point. Goes down the court, puts up a 3, and if you just watch like the final 3 seconds, you'll see it's a buzzer beater. It didn't do anything. It was 90-96 at that point, so it just made it 93-96, and it was at the buzzer, so no time was left on the clock. So it didn't do anything. And we weren't even defending him, so basically 19 points. But stats say 22, and it was 22. And then Zubac has been surprising me. You can see the Clippers have a strategy to go against Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford. You can tell they want to get in the paint. You can tell they want Zubac to get going in the paint. And, I mean, it's been working. They did it more in Game 1. Zubac went crazy with the boards. 13 points, 12 rebounds, 0 assists. It felt like the Clippers were getting every rebound. 12 rebounds, that's a lot. James Harden, 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. James Harden, he was not that good in Brooklyn. He was bad when he was leaving Houston, was pretty bad in Brooklyn, was dog water in Philly, and then, it's been okay in L.A., but then the playoffs roll around. Playoff James? It's not a thing. James Harden, he's been playing good. Gotta give him the respect he deserves. He has been getting a ton of foul calls. Game 1, shot it, literally curled his leg around a Mavs defender. They called it, Jason Kidd should have challenged it. Free 3 points, and that changed the momentum for Game 1. And he did it the same in Game 2. And, I like the refs have been playing with at least the Mavs series. They've been playing some 90s ball. Been physical. And, I like physical basketball. It shows, you're going to have to fight if you want to win this game, if you want to win this series. And then Terrence Mann, Game 1 looked like literally Klay Thompson could not miss a 3. But then his real self showed Game 2, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Terrence Mann, he's okay. He's nothing special. The last game, Bucks-Pacers, the Bucks fortunately lost this one. Giannis did not play, but this is interesting. Going to Indiana now. 1-1 is the series. So Pascal Siakam went out of his mind yesterday. He was not miss a shot. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Pascal, I think that was a great, great move for the Pacers, acquiring him from Toronto. Aaron Naismith, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. This Pacers team, I'd be surprised if they get past the Bucks. I don't see them going far, even if they do get past Milwaukee, which I have Milwaukee going to the finals. That was in episode 2, if you go watch that one. Nuggets, Bucks. That's my prediction. That was last episode. But then Miles Turner, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. I really liked seeing this battle between Brook Lopez and Miles Turner. They're going at it, just shot after shot, dunk after dunk. And then Tyrese Halliburton had a pretty poor game: 12 points, 4 rebounds, 12 assists. 12 assists. Letting Siakam getting all the work. It worked. So Pacers ended up winning that one. So now going to Indiana. T.J. McConnell off the bench, not been bad. Game one he played all right. It was like I can't can't remember. He had like, he was like 15 points or something. But for TJ McConnell, I mean, he's a little bit older. Said he has, this has been TJ McConnell's best season of his career. I mean, a little late. I mean, he's kind of older. I mean, hey, good for him. And then box score for the Bucks, and the last one I'll be talking about today. Bobby Portis, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, no steals. Bobby Portis just fits absolutely perfect with his Bucks team. I love Bobby Portis. Like, he's one of my favorite players to watch because he can knock down a 3, plays great defense. And he, I mean, he'll get, I've seen, like, if Giannis, if, little skirmish between, like, Giannis and another player, Bobby Portis will protect his guys. And I have mad respect for that. I just, Bobby Portis, good guy. Chris Middleton, 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. I think Chris Middleton could have played better. I mean, this Bucks team, they could have used more out of Middleton. But then Brook Lopez, I mean, just like I said, Brook Lopez and Miles Turner. I mean, Brook Lopez had 22 points. Miles Turner had 22 points. I mean, just going after each other. And this is a great two guys to watch. Miles Turner, fitting good with the Pacers, and then Brook Lopez, just a veteran guy that, I mean, he'll do what you need to do, or he'll do what you need him to do. Patrick Beverley, I mean, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. I don't have to say anything else. And then Damian Lillard, great game as well. 34 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. Now, that is some good basketball right there, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, just Pacers outdid the Bucks. And, I mean, Dame can't do everything. You can't have 14, 15, 22, and 5. I mean, Patrick Beverley killed the Bucks. I mean, having 5 points in your starting lineup, I mean, you expect that from your center. But your center having the second most points in your starting lineup for a game, that's not going to do it. But 2-0, Timberwolves beat the Suns, so Timberwolves are up 2-0 in that series. Mavs Clippers head into Dallas. That series is tied 1-1. And then same for the Pacers Bucks heading to Indiana. Which I think the Pacers are really going to blossom in Indiana. I just think, I mean, the Bucks are the Bucks. I see them going all the way. I see them losing in the NBA Finals. And that's predictions. Predictions are almost never right. At least this far in the future. But I'm going to wrap it up now. And yeah, the playoffs just got more crazy. I mean, Miles Turner, I was impressed by his game. I mean, I can say it again. Brook Lopez, Miles Turner, last time, I promise. Just watch these guys. These guys are going at it. I'm going to wrap it up now. Hope y'all like episode 3. Episode 4 is coming out tomorrow. That is Thursday. This is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.